From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A proposal in Governor Jerry Brown's budget could hike the cost of medications for some hospitals and clinics. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Kayola has that story.
For more than two decades, healthcare organizations that serve low-income patients have gotten a discount on certain drugs, thanks to a federal program called 340B. But a proposal in the new state budget would prohibit those hospitals and clinics from getting those discounts if the drugs they're buying are for Medi-Cal patients. Nicole Longo with the industry group Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America says this is a way of regulating the program to make sure hospitals aren't getting double discounts from both 340B and Medicaid.
So we believe increased government oversight of the 340B program is greatly needed to ensure program requirements like prohibitions on duplicate discounts are met.
But Amber Ott from the California Hospital Association says this change would cost hospitals hundreds of millions of dollars in pharmaceutical expenses.
The hospitals rely on those savings to provide pharmaceuticals to their vulnerable populations and to maintain access to services for all populations within their communities.
About 170 California hospitals participate in the 340B program. The proposal still has to go through the state legislature and, if approved, wouldn't take effect until 2019. Meanwhile, Republicans in the Federal House Energy and Commerce Committee are seeking to rein in the program. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.
Parents of newborns could benefit from two new California laws that just took effect at the start of the year. One of these laws increases paid family leave and disability insurance benefits to Californians who pay into the system through payroll deductions. The other expands job-protected family leave to new mothers and fathers who work in small businesses with at least 20 employees. Until now, only businesses with 50 or more employees were required to give workers their jobs back after returning from family leave. Find these stories, plus a link to more California laws taking effect in the new year at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.